RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Sorento plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
And here with the sport this morning is Pádraig Lodge. Morning, Pádraig.
Good morning, Rachel. There's just no stopping Manchester City these days. Gabriel Jesus scored two goals as City beat Wolves 4-1 last night to move 15 points clear at the top of the Premier League with their 21st win in a row in all competitions. City now closing in on a third league title in 4 years, and they scored three late goals to wrap up victory. Pep Guardiola's side took the lead in the 15th minute through an own goal, but Wolves managed to draw level just beyond the hour mark. Jesus restored City's lead in the 80th minute. Riyad Mahrez dotted home the third in the final minute, and then Jesus added his second in stoppage time. Cardiff City climbed into the top six of the Championship with a 4-0 victory over Derby County to extend their unbeaten run to 10 games under new manager Mick McCarthy. Barcelona and Atletico Madrid will have to cut down the costs of their squads by more than €35 million each following new salary limits imposed by La Liga to cope with the financial impact of the pandemic. The figures are calculated in line with revenues, which have been wiped out by coronavirus restrictions, preventing fans from attending matches for 12 months while depressing the transfer market and reducing income from merchandising. Gordon Elliott's yard sponsor has terminated its contract with the trainer. Ecom Merchant Solutions said in a short statement that they were terminating their sponsorship contract with Elliott due to recent events. It follows the decision of Betfair to immediately end its sponsorship arrangement with Elliott. The Irish Racehorse Trainers Association issued a statement condemning the image that emerged over the weekend. It said, as one of our most prominent and successful members, Gordon Elliott has a duty of care to his horses and the sport, but he has let down both himself and horse racing. At Gordon Park yesterday, the Grade 2 Red Mills Chase went to the odds-on favourite Bakasan for trainer Willie Mullins and jockey Paul Townend. The Ireland women's hockey team will play the Olympic champions Great Britain in a three-match series at Queen's University Belfast. The games will take place on Saturday the 13th, Sunday the 14th and Tuesday the 16th of March. RTE television will show one of the matches live. It's the first time the Irish team will have played on home soil since their dramatic penalty shootout win over Canada in the Olympic qualifiers at Donnybrook, and it's a welcome development in the view of the Irish captain Katie Mullen.
It's very exciting. I think for starters, to get more international games is always a huge positive with the last 12 months. I think as well, you know, since I've been involved in the team, GB have never come over here to play us, so that's massive too. And obviously they're a high quality opposition, so it'll be great to get the games. You want to play games on home soil before you go to generate that buzz. And even though, you know, as I say, the supporters won't be able to be here, it'll be brilliant that we'll be here playing them and they'll be able to follow along, and hopefully we can put on a good display for them.
This year's Women's Rugby World Cup in New Zealand is set to be pushed back until next year. Organisers have recommended the delay based on what they described as the uncertain and challenging global landscape. The Rugby World Cup Board and World Rugby Executive Committee are both scheduled to meet next week to ratify the decision to postpone the tournament, which was due to begin this September, until next year. The Gaelic Games Club Players Association executive has decided unanimously to dissolve the association. The CPA was established in 2016 by a group of GAA volunteers to lobby and campaign on the single issue of addressing fixtures for all players. Last Saturday, GAA Congress agreed to implement a split season, which will allow club players a defined and dedicated season each year from August onwards. And finally, in snooker, Stephen Hendry lost 4-1 to Matthew Selt in the first round of the Gibraltar Open being played at Milton Keynes. There were wins at the event for Ken Doherty, Mark Selby and Jimmy White. Back to you, Audrey.